If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So listen to this. At least a quarter of a million people have been waiting for years for their application for late birth registrations to be processed. Now, you can only imagine what life must be like without a birth certificate. You can't write your matric, you can't get your driver's license, and. And these are South Africans, guys, that have been waiting for years to get their late registrations processed. Now, on the line with us is senior attorney at the Legal Resource Centre, Cecile van Schalkwyk. They have gone to the Western Cape High Court to declare the Department of Home Affairs their delays unconstitutional. Thank you very, very much for making time for us. A very good evening to you, Cecile.
Thank you so much for having us.
I've mentioned a figure of about 250,000 people who are still waiting. Is that accurate?
So just to clarify where that figure comes from, so in May 2023, the then Minister of Home Affairs, Aaron Motsoaledi, he reported to Parliament, there was a parliamentary question around the backlog on late birth registration applications. And at the time, he reported that between 2018 and 2022, there were about 258,000 late birth registration applications that had not been decided and that was basically stuck in this backlog. So what the backlog of the, what that answer sort of didn't reflect, of course, was the applications that were lodged before 2018 and applications that were lodged after 2022. So that is the most updated figures that we have access to. We know from the experiences of our clients and from the experience of our institutional client, the Children's Institute, that there are many, many people who are stuck in the backlog. What the exact number is, though, is hard to say.
And I mean, I just gave very little examples of what life must be like not having a birth certificate. But I mean, when you look at some of the cases that sit with you in your application, they're heart-wrenching.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that anyone who's ever gone through life without an ID document or without a birth certificate will know just how difficult it is to access basic services such as education, social grants, healthcare. And the stories of our clients, I think, really tells that tale. You know, we have clients who've been rejected from school. We have clients who have been unable to get. There's one of our clients who's can't get adopted. The adoption can't be finalized because they're waiting for a birth certificate and have been waiting for years for it to be issued. So the impact of it is really, it's devastating. And what it unfortunately also creates is often an intergenerational cycle. Mm-hmm. So if you can't get a birth certificate, your child is unlikely to be able to get a birth certificate because you can't get access to an ID. Mm-hmm. So it creates this sort of intergenerational cycle of a lack of documents effectively.
And what's behind these backlogs?
I mean, that's such a good question. So we've managed to identify, I think, a couple of things that have attributed to the backlog. So just to clarify for listeners as well, I mean, when a child is born in South Africa, the Birth and Death Registration Act makes provision for you to register the child's birth within 30 days after the child is born. And of course, you know, both the Legal Resources Centre and our clients, the Children's Institute, we believe that, you know, it's important to try and get the child registered as soon as you can. Mm. However, if you're not able to do it within the first 30 days, then it becomes a late application for birth registration, and it becomes a lot more onerous for you to be able to get the birth registered. So what we've picked up is that Home Affairs has quite an onerous process that they follow to deal with these types of applications. Mm. They are also not managed at a national level, but they're managed at a local level in the offices in a paper-based file, which makes it almost impossible for national office to sort of have oversight over exactly what's happening at local level and how quickly these applications are being processed. And the other complicating factor is that they insist on having interviews with these applicants, right, which takes a very long time because the people who are involved in having to run these interviews aren't always available. It's very difficult to determine how often the interviews happen. Our experience on the ground is that they don't have to happen that often anyway. Mm. And that interview process especially has really caused quite a significant delay, I think, in having these applications decided. But I also think there's just a general sense that, this backlog hasn't been looked at. Mm. The previous speaker was talking about sort of the GNU, and we've seen under the GNU that there's been quite a lot of emphasis placed on the eradication of backlogs, for example, on work visa applications and all sorts of other backlogs that, you know, has been eradicated. But this particular one doesn't seem to have been given the attention it deserves at a national level.
So you've gone to the Western Cape High Court and you want this to be declared unconstitutional, the delays by the Department of Home Affairs. Have they responded to the documents, to your application?
Yeah, so the application is aimed at sort of two things. So we have 15 individual clients, people who've applied on behalf of either for themselves or their children, or the children in their care for birth certificates to be issued to them. And for those particular clients, we have seen Home Affairs sort of try to sort it out. So mm-hmm. of the 15 applicants, we've got about 10 of them that have now gotten birth certificates, mm-hmm. And they're in the process of trying to sort out the other 15. However, the real issue is the backlog. So the second part of our application is really aimed at, you know, having this backlog eradicated and compelling the Department of Home Affairs to take practical steps to do so, which includes, you know, diagnosing exactly where in their system this backlog arises, and then coming up with a plan as to how they are going to deal with it, you know. And we're hoping that order will also have some sort of oversight from the court side to make sure that Home Affairs does what it's supposed to do. So just in terms of how Home Affairs has responded to it, they've out of time with the filing of an answering affidavit, which is what they're supposed to have done. But on the ground, they have dealt with some of the queries of the individual applicants, but we still don't have any formal response at all in response to this sort of systemic solution to deal with the backlog from Home Affairs at this point.
Well, I suppose this is the one time where, you know, this is why courts are important. They will assist us in making sure that we get some answers and, as you said, you know, have a bit of oversight on whatever the court ruling is. So maybe we'll just wait for that and see what happens then.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully.
Yeah. Senior attorney at the Legal Resources Center, Cecile van Schalkwyk. And as she says, you know, they're representing some families that really need those birth certificates. But when you look at the overall picture, it's not an accurate number, but it doesn't look pretty at all. If we're sitting at about 200 plus 1,000 people without those birth certificates, obviously these are the late registrations. But nonetheless, I mean, you can only imagine what life must be. And some of the testimonies that they put together in their affidavits are just so heartbreaking. It's just really, really sad. Accounts of children who are not able to get their matrix, and the list goes on. So really something to look at and keep an eye on. It's a minute to nine.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.